evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It's 9/17/2020. And I thought I would give you a little information. It's kind of interesting. It's been from about 2 or 3 minutes ago, but from deep background sources who track the Google balloons and all of that, they're taking a look at some of those things. And they saw something earlier prior to the show where they were looking at something launched from offshore, okay? Offshore of the coast of Alaska out past the 12-mile limit. So not in Alaskan waters, but out in the sea there, okay? So anyway, this then was something that was no country of origin. It was squawking, but no type of aircraft, just like something you would see as looking like a loony balloon or one of those kind of Google balloons we've been talking about. The only problem is that the person tracking him noticed it was going, when he first talked to me about it, it was 517 knots, traveling at 517 knots at 45,000 feet of altitude. And it was launched off the coast of Alaska and then was coming down the coast and then crossed over over land and was heading towards Nevada. Now, that was still heading towards Nevada the last time I checked on this. And then the problem is that this particular object, okay, was dropping its altitude at 1,090 feet per minute. And it was vectored right in on what I would say either Area 51 or Vegas. And still going, 517 knots or whatever. So that's a very anomalous type of an issue. Now, I don't know if it is a spacecraft, you know, but at the same time, who knows? I'm not sure anybody even watches the damn radar anymore or anything like that when we've had to bring information to the table about the loony balloons that then caused a jump jet, a Hunter Hawk jump jet, to come up some two-lane road or a ranch outside of the NSA base in Texas, go up to 45,000 feet, take a look at that thing the other last month when we were reporting all of that, and then all of a sudden that thing shot it out of the sky. So this is not a loon balloon, but this is an anomalous scenario launched off the coast of Alaska, past the 12-mile limit, somewhere out to sea there, fast moving at 517 knots at 45,000 feet altitude now, came down the coast and now is vectoring in right at Area 51 or Vegas. Now, the only other thing that could be, and, you know, I'm going to tell you what, suppose it's a cruise missile. Who knows? Who knows if anybody's even paying attention? Or if we've got, Antifa on the radar, you know, or BLM on the radar, or Obama and Valerie JJ's Luciferian crew on the radar, all right? Don't know anymore. And then you got this Esper, the head of all the SecDep, saying that Russia's not even a problem, you know, really not even a threat. And then you got old Wolf, the Wolf man, Chad Wolf, with, you know, the good-looking guy, but eyes a little too close, with, the heavy beard, the hunky-looking guy, head of the DHS, right, all that stuff. And then he says that the biggest problem, the biggest threat to the United States is white supremacy. Well, Mr. Chad Wolf, it wasn't any white supremacists who were fighting your troops there, your Border Patrol guys, you know. In Portland, they were the Antifas and the Black Lives Matter. Mixed race groups, not white supremacists. And China, big time problem. But Russia? You're telling me that Russian hypersonics don't matter? You're telling me that Russian regular ICBMs don't matter? You're telling me that you still got, and you don't even know you're paying them. Esper, you don't even know you're paying the Red Chinese, or excuse me, the Russian Spetsnaz that were brought in by Obama and then were put into the black budget. And most of whom are still here. Battalions of them! Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you what. One of Trump's HHS people, you know, Health and Human Services, Caputo, this guy had a Facebook rant or whatever. I'm going to tell you what. He was telling the truth. He's had to go up on the nut now and apologize because he was on the nut, you know, and all that. Oh, I got my wet goofball and all that. And take a leave of absence. But you know what he said? That Caputo, a spokesperson for HHS, said that there was a group inside the CDC who was trying to use the COVID and all this stuff as the coup d'etat against Trump. And he also stated that if you're out there and if you're supporting Trump, you support the Republicans, that you should buy ammunition. Because there ain't going to be hardly any. Well, there already isn't hardly any. I went to a Bass Pro store, one of two large ones in this metropolitan area here, and there was no handgun ammunition at all. None on the shelf. None. None. No caliber. All gone. Okay? Rifle. Hardly any. You could get 30-06, and you could get some 270. There was only about 8 boxes of 308. No 7.62, but 39, and no 223 at all. No 22 long rifle. There were still shotgun shells of various types and sizes, although no slugs, no buckshot, and no rifled slugs. But you could get duck, geese, turkey loads, quail loads, dove loads, you know, all the usual stuff. So I'm going to tell you, that tells me if you don't have a shotgun, you should get a shotgun. And I still like a Mossberg 590 pump or a Remington or whatever. If you want an automatic, get an automatic. But, I mean, just get something. Even if it's a Stoger barrels, you know, breakdown, it doesn't make any difference. Whatever you got. I like the 590 pump because you can load it up 2 3/4 or 3-inch, and you can load up to nine things in it. You can fill the magazine up and put one in the pipe. And buy some shells. Buy some shotgun shells. Because that's the only ammo I'm really seeing out there. Yes, there's some stuff online. And yes, it appears. And then yes, somebody says, well, the trucks come in on Thursday and that kind of stuff. But how much of it is held back for buddies and friends and or even local police who are looking for ammo, you know? Because maybe the department didn't buy that much last year or whatever. So I'm telling you, Caputo, who is the HHS guy, is correct. But anyway, we had the fast mover. I don't know what that's going on, but if you hear a big boom, then at least we were telling you about it and tracking it, because I'm not sure anybody else was. There are Google balloons up. Guess where they're at? They're over Alabama, you know, that kind of area, all right? And if you have not seen the Mimic, M-I-M-I-C, Brother Quayle put it up on his site the other day that I sent. If you go to Mimic, M-I-M-I-C, you know, version 2, all right, you will see what's going on. And there is a scalar warfare that you cannot believe. cannot believe it. It's just incredible. Now, people say, well, when's the attack going to be? I don't hear nothing blowing up or nothing getting... Well, the thing is... Oh, the answer to my friend, the Temecula Scholar. Yes, they supply them. These people are well paid. He's talking about some of the Antifas and BLM. And he says, if Soros and minions fund and direct to assaults and rioting, are they supplying these dogs with their drugs of choice? Of course they are, man. Some of these people, to my friend, the Scholar of Temecula, some of these people, the organizers of these groups, are making $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 a year. The hardcore labor thug organizers are getting a commission on everybody they bring to each dance. And then the people they bring to the dance are being paid a minimum $15 an hour, some of them 20. And some of them they even give overtime and also health care. So, yes, yes, my brother, yes, yes. And so that brings me back to what I was going to start before the fast mover. I'm going to tell you what, my K-bar is sharp. I have loaded my magazines to my rifle. I have other weapons loaded with the magazines loaded of sidearms of various types. And I won't tell you I'm going to carry, but I'm going to tell you, old Jesse James and his crew and Frank could hoorah a town with pistoleros as pistoleros. So if you don't have the other and you got three, four, handguns, you could do some good with them. But I'm going to tell you what, load your mags, sharpen your K-bar, sharpen the old machete or the Tommy Hawk. Get your boots out, get your body armor out, your PASGAT helmet out, and have it ready. Have it ready to go. Because you do not know exactly when the time is. But let me say this to you. Right before I came on the air tonight, which was before I got the report on the fast mover, the Lord said, wouldn't it be, I just heard this voice in my mind. Or she said, wouldn't it be a really an interesting thing to see if we had, in the United States, if there was a lights out EMP over Nebraska or Western Kansas that knocked out all of the grid power grids in the United States. And wouldn't that be something if it did it, on election day? Or election night? And at the same time, the timing of the whole bit goes wild weasel. And then I recall looking at chapter 38 again of Ezekiel. And you go to verse 10, it says, thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass. He's just told you about the Gog-Magog war that's going to take place in the Middle East and how they're going to come against Israel. But he says, thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind. And thou shalt think an evil thought, and thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of the unwalled villages. I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls, having neither bars nor gates, to take a spoil, and to take a prey, and to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited, and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations, which have gotten cattle and goods that dwell in the midst of the land. So somewhere in the middle, okay? Somewhere in the middle. Could be Wisconsin, could be Nebraska, could be Missouri, Kansas. Could be, you know, wherever, Texas, Montana, Oklahoma, Iowa, Minnesota, Dakotas. But I think that you're going to see something happen that may cause lights out. And so I'm going to tell you one more time. Try to work on a basic setup. The basic setup is like, you know, Dietz lanterns or the other ones that you can use, multi-fuels, the German type lanterns that are like the silver or the brass look. Again, I could never remember that name on those. But anyway, the Dietz lanterns are just fine. You can get regular lamp oil or use kerosene. I like the lamp oil. And I calculated out years ago when I did this, I calculated out how many hours of light I would need for a night. Whatever it is, you figure, okay? 4 hours, 5 hours, whatever you want, all right? And then you figure out what the load per the Dietz lantern or, you know, the big-sized ones or whatever you got. Or the other lamp, you know, lamps, you know, oil lamps, and you figure out what the burn rate is and how much is in, the hopper or the tank and how many hours that light will burn with that amount in the tank. And then you figure out, okay, how many of those do I need for one night? 5 hours of deal, you know, and generally they'll burn, depending on the size of them, they'll burn longer than that. But then you calculate how much you're going to need for a year. And then I went redundant, and I got a little bit extra more than a year of lamp oil. And then I also looked, and I bought, this is years ago I did this, and I got 120-hour candles. And I calculated how many hours a night I would need with 120-hour candles, which have the three little, you know, the two or the three little wicks in them. Where if you put all the wicks in them, you could actually in a tent, sort of warm a tent, okay? You may be able to kind of heat up some water over it if you held it over it too. But be redundant on lighting so that you can see, okay? And then at the same time, if you can go and operate and get one of these Harbor Freight, inexpensive, $189, $169, or whatever they are when they're on sale with the coupons, Harbor Freight. The solar panel deal, they're like a 100-watt solar panel that sits up. It has the basic wires, the small charge controller, some small 12-volt light bulbs. And all the connectors that you need to connect it to batteries and that kind of stuff so you can charge up a battery. Now, what kind of batteries do you want? If you have the big money, you could get the big, nice batteries, the Trojan batteries and the big solar energy. But you could also just charge up regular deep cycle batteries or golf cart or marine batteries or RV batteries. Or even regular car batteries, or at Harbor Freight, they've got, I think it's a 30 amp hour or something like that, 30 amp hour regular battery. You can then also use them to charge inverters, and I'm not talking about the inverter generator, but the inverters, which have a battery in them. They also have like the 4-in-1 where you can air up your tires, has a small light, charge your battery or jump start your car. The 3-in-1 or 4-in-1, those have a battery inside. You can charge them up. If you have a small battery charger for your rechargeable DC, AA, AAA batteries, you can plug that in to this or run it off of the batteries and recharge the batteries for flashlights, for radios, you know, computers, etc., that kind of stuff, you see. So you need to be thinking along those lines, because I'm going to tell you, I still think that the EMP route might be the route. And if this was not, if it was something different than, say, a special fast mover for Area 51, maybe that sixth generation fighter plane that you're talking about that looks like a spaceship, maybe that actually is being tested, not just on the computer, but in real life. Or it could be a TR-3B. It could be something, you know, a pumpkin seed aircraft. It could be a number of different things. But it came up out of the water, or off the water, past the 12-mile limit in Alaska. Is it the Russians? After Esper may have made Putin mad because he says they're not really a threat anymore. If it's a cruise missile, not a hypersonic, but a cruise, vectoring right in, you could be going in right to Area 51 or just take Vegas out. Do you remember the Dimitri Dudeman's prophecy about the cities that would be taken out and where they store nuclear weapons and all of that? Vegas was one of those cities. The other thing, going back to the scalar warfare and the directed energy weapons and all of the lasers and all of the fancy type of highfalutin stuff, all of this stuff, people say, well, nobody's attacking nobody. Well, let me tell you something. In the old days, if we use World War II as an example, let's just say World War II, okay? And you take a big bomber, the Memphis Belle, and you go over the target with the Norden bomb sight, and you drop your load of bombs, and the other two or three bombers, or four or five, that got through the fighter cover, they drop theirs too, and you destroyed part of a city. And some factories and rail lines. Well, if you could come in and do, for instance, like a Hurricane Katrina or a Hurricane Sally or, you know, the one we had a week or so ago in the Texas and Louisiana, or if we had the one that flooded Houston, Harvey and all of that, or back in 2004, 2005, there was like five or six of them that hit Florida and they were being shot right out of China, Red Chinese shooting them out of Africa back then. And back then, old Secretary of Defense at that time, you know, the guy who, with the glasses, right? Rummy even threatened the Chinese to tell them to quit sending them hurricanes at us. And I was looking on the Mimic today, and them suckers are being shot out. Now we got two, three more ongoing towards the United States, probably going to hit up the coastline on the East Coast, and more maybe going to go to the Gulf Coast again, or to Florida, or wherever, Carolinas. And I thought about that, but if you have one of these hurricanes, and all of a sudden you do $30, $40 billion of damage, and at the same time, you have lasers lighting fires in California. You've got plasma lightning bolts coming out of energy weapons lighting fires in California. You got bad quality Pacific Gas and Electric lines lighting fires. You got Antifa and BLM allegedly lighting fires and being arrested. And then let go, and then they go light another 10 or 12 fires. So, this is warfare. The release of the corona, you know, novel coronavirus 2, which allegedly Fauci gave a $3.7 million grant to the Red Chinese scientist in Wuhan, after they were forced to leave the United States labs where they were working allegedly with Fauci at the NIH or at Fort Detrick. USAMRID, where they make bioweapons. So, is that warfare or not warfare, releasing a germ? It sure is. And you recall, it's this program, it's the old hawk and the old deep background. Well, it's the river pirate, wasn't it? River pirate and spouse were in Berea, Kentucky, saw the red Chinese, I think back in 2007, in the van eating their little sandwiches. And when the officer in plain clothes had the shirt that was like a surf shop, Ron John surf shop or something like that from the West Coast. And then after he spotted him and gave him the hairy eyeball, then they go in and they go up to the room, and the guy who was the security man, Mr. Chop Suey Kung Fuey, is coming over to, coming out of the hallway right at him. And so the river pirate tells the wife to get in the room and he'll handle this piece of scum, all right? And then the guy decided he didn't want a part of the old river pirate. Must have seen that steely-eyed look or knew that he was with and working for Lord Jesus, all right? But then the next day they go home and they get sick with some kind of a viral pneumonia that put the river pirate in the hospital and made his wife sick, and he was sick for 6 to 8 weeks. And then, you know, just about that time in Kentucky and Ohio and West Virginia and various places where they have caves, you know, a lot of caves, Pennsylvania, all of a sudden our bats back then were getting white nose virus, and they kept getting them, and bats the U.S. were dying. Were they mixing some stuff up back then? Okay, and I got a sit rep on the fast mover. Came down near McCarran Airfield in Nevada. I was rapidly retrieved by a vehicle and taken somewhere outside. It was finally tracked by a police helo and also a special ops plane until nabbed and taken to an undisclosed pot. Thank the Lord Jesus for us putting it out, because it came down near McCarran Airport and rapidly retrieved by a vehicle and taken to somewhere outside off the field. It was finally tracked by a police helicopter and a special ops plane until nabbed and taken. It's a good thing, ladies and gentlemen, that we watch this stuff, because it might be, if we didn't put it out, nobody would track it. Because if you recall, years ago, I think it was 2004 or 5, when somebody listening to the HOHF comms heard the P3 Orion call into Andrews National Comm Center saying, I need for you to scramble jets. I've got a Russian blackjack bomber, 110 nautical miles off the coast of Virginia inbound. Scramble jets, scramble jets. And the woman on the old HF, we remember what she said, can't y'all handle that? He said, ma'am, I need your commanding officer immediately. I need for you to get this information to him immediately. Put him on or put them on. I'm a P-3 Orion. I'm not a fighter aircraft. So we got that information right before this show came on. I put it on the air. We were told, you scrambled jets all up and down the East Coast at the afterburner going after that thing, and that Russian bomber turned back away. This is no joke. I'm thinking that maybe as you got the Joker touch people are watching the radar, you know? Getting a little extra pay from the Red Chinese, you see. Incidentally, there's a website up. I saw it at, thanks to to a friend in North Carolina, Doc Jack. Doc Jack sent me the North Carolina Renegade, and it's got a story in there. A Black Future Labs. It's like a website, very sophisticated, and you can donate to it. And when you go down to the bottom and you see who puts it on, it's some Chinese corporation or some Chinese government website that's called Black Future Labs. All right? There's all kind of stuff being done now. You need to be ready. You need to be the minute man who can go forever. You know? Get ready in a minute, but then go for a long time. And I tell you what, a lot of us are old of the tooth. But you can still have a long-range picture on a site, you know? You can still have figured out how many paces or the distance to the front gate of the subdivision, to your house or to the, you know, barn down the road or to the building down at the end of the cul-de-sac, you know? Or the garage, or whatever it is you're looking at. That can be figured out and be noted on a chart. You can also have body armor. You can also have ammunition and a good firearms of various types. Because I'm going to tell you, like the HHS guy Caputo said, you'd better buy ammo because they're running out of ammo. You better get it now. So to repeat one more time, the fast mover we talked about at the beginning of the show that was going launched off the coast of Alaska, past the 12-mile limit, came down the west coast, crossed over, and was going 517 knots at about 45,000 feet altitude. And then it came, was vectoring in on Area 51 or Vegas. And then it started dropping 1,090 feet per minute, still going that fast speed. Then apparently it was brought down some way or another, and it was retrieved by a vehicle, taken outside the field, and the police helicopter and a special op plane were also tracking until it was nabbed and taken. Perhaps they intervened with some sort of a electromagnetic signal to maybe put the craft down, okay? Or maybe they ordered it out of the sky if it's manned. But that's a good win for the Lord Jesus, and we may have dodged a bullet. May have dodged a bullet. It may have been a test or a drill, but I'm going to tell you, who knows? Because the way that it works, 9/11 had three or four drills, didn't it? Dick Cheney was sitting right there. You see what I'm saying? So that may have been, I will go up to the land of the unwalled villages, you see. So ladies and gentlemen, I don't know. This election, I do not think, is going to go well. President Trump has said, stated outright that we may not know. Barr is starting to get that maybe he screwed up and that he's given away the Republic of the United States, unless he's in on the deal and just giving lip service to the stuff. But it seems to be like he's reacting against the BLM and the Antifa finally. And then Fox News with Harris Faulkner and the different groups, and then Marie Sharp, who probably is allegedly you know, was one of Obama's State Department spokespeople. So, you know, that right there is quite interesting, that when Newt Gingrich, they said that Soros, George Soros, is the one allegedly who is supplying all the money to elect all of these district attorneys and all these, you know, lefty communist demon rat towns to let all the people go. Okay, now I got more information about the fast mover. Kind of interesting. The police helicopter and the special op plane went to track its approach after you mentioned it on air. The Hilo was up north but made a beeline to the aircraft, and also the special op plane did too. That thing narrowly missed two planes on coming in. I'm glad that we had that, and much thanks to the ones that watch it. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep Old Hawk on the air? You want to keep Old Hawk swinging at the Lucy's with the old ball bat, the Louisville slugger popping them upside the head, in the shin, and in the elbow? And I hope you do. Keep Old Hawk in the game. The easiest thing is Federal Reserve notes or a bit of silver or something like that, or a bit of gold. Could be a golden quarter, gold, or a silver quarter, silver dime, silver dollar, small bar, whatever it is. Could also be a check. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356. Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965. West 83rd Street, number 356. Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. Did you see where old Dr. Fauci admits that he's taking vitamin D supplements? Okay, to help prevent COVID-19, getting it. Also, he says, a gram of vitamin C wouldn't be bad either, you know. Well, that's what, 2 500-milligram tablets or 1,000-milligram tablet, you know, C. Should be the rose hips, the natural, that might be a little better absorbed. But I'm going to tell you what, it comes very close, doesn't it, to what the prescription is of taking with the hydroxychloroquine. If you could get it, and some doctors will give you a prescription for it. If you need it, and it can be used as a preventative in a prophylactic manner to prevent getting it if you're around people that have it or something like that. That's what Trump did. And you take that and a Z-Pak, erythromycin, or whatever it is there. A Z-Pak. And then you also take zinc and vitamin D3. If you take those and a little C, that wouldn't be bad. But you should also have other vitamins and minerals. Talk to you about it a lot on air, but I'm not going to talk to you too much about it tonight, other than what Fauci's saying. It's Fauci's, it's the science. Well, then why don't they come out on television and tell everybody on the TV to start taking vitamin D3 supplements, you know? Because everybody, I actually had myself tested a few years back for a vitamin D deficiency, because my doctor didn't believe that I, he said, well, do you take, but yeah, I said, I've been taking D3 for quite a while now. I said, well, let's test it. So we tested it, He said, you're the only person I know that's been tested that's not deficient in vitamin D3. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Fauci's taking vitamin pills. Huh? Okay. Now, I still don't know myself about any of these vaccines or what they are, because supposedly they're making them with this, what is it, this Bill Gates, allegedly Origel or whatever, which then when it goes into the body, it's like a tattoo-like thing in the body, but then actually sort of becomes a chip, becomes and acts like a computer chip wherever you got the shot. And then are you susceptible to being tracked? And then doesn't that take me back to what I tried to say two or three times now about watching the mimic and all of the scalar warfare and all the different directed energy weapons, all the stuff, is that I've told you that they can actually pulse frequencies that correspond to certain diseases. You can also pulse frequencies that agitate or disrupt or inflame the cellular structure of your body, which can then turn on all kind of diseases and things that you might already be predispositioned towards or have ready to kick off, and this throws you over the edge, so to speak. Like maybe somebody had a problem with a gallbladder, you know? Something like that, or a pancreas. They could then maybe, you know, give somebody a certain frequency, and all of a sudden in a certain area there's a lot of cancer. Or all of a sudden there's a lot of diabetes starts to show up. Or a lot of heart trouble or heart arrhythmia problems. Just out of the clear blue. Just become very problematic and start popping around in the old heart valves, you know what I'm saying? Or all of a sudden in a certain area a lot of strokes pop up. Or you could have a region that's totally asleep. Like, oh, I'm just so tired. And Or you could have somebody that's totally agitated and what are you going to do? And then they start screaming stuff like, Black Lives Matter, All Lives Matter, whatever it is. All right? Complete aggression and agitation and anger. Or you could have somebody that gets, almost like a happy-go-lucky feeling, That is possible with that. I told you on the show two or three ago, I actually used to talk to Nick Begich about this stuff for hours when I would see him at these various Mid-America Constitution functions where he spoke, but then he would have a booth and I would sit down and talk with him. Talk to him about the flattening of neurophone. Talk to him about all kinds of stuff. All these different harp-like devices and scalar interferometers and the Tesla howitzers, the scalar stuff, all of it. They can dial it down to a narrow thing with a narrow beam and direct it just at you. They can spread it out, hit your neighborhood, or hit a little region, So all of this stuff that's inbound, incoming, and outgoing, it can do weather, it can do quakes, it can pop volcanoes, it can create tunneling kind of things that generate energy sinks that then create tornadoes or hurricanes or what, whatever. So all of that stuff adds up. Just in terms of the burning and the rioting after the George Floyd murder by Chauvin and the crew up there. All of the riots since then have cost about $2 billion. Well, that's more damage than what the old Memphis Belle did. But you see, all of this is got plausible deniability. The weather warfare, the volcanoes, the tornadoes, the hurricanes. all of that, the fires even, okay? Just lightning strikes, right? Well, the thing is that you've got all this going on, but it really is quote unquote act of God type warfare. Total plausible deniability. Well, that's not that. It must be, you know, it's the weather, you know. Well, let me tell you something. It is just as deadly as dropping a load of bombs on, some town in Nazi Germany when the U.S. were dropping bombs on the old Norden bomb site and, you know, the Memphis Belle thing, or the British dropped at night with the Lancaster bombers. I just use that as an example, not in reflection against Vietnam or against Korea or against the Gulf Wars or Afghanistan. But it has that effect or worse. You see, I've often told you, you know, on the air, I said, hey, mighty men and women of valor, why don't you go over there and keep the Red Chinese busy, create some rain over on their stuff just like they did to us. They flooded the entire Missouri-Mississippi River Basin, killed all the livestock, all that stuff a couple years ago. Remember all of that? Ruined the crops. Then we got a derecho. Where'd it come from? Oh, South Dakota. Well, weather systems don't start in South Dakota unless they've been bank-shotted off the ionosphere and then directed on their way, create a disturbance in the air, and then ruin all the crops in South Dakota and Iowa and, you know, all the way through, you know. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's a different world. It's a whole different thing. And you can't get caught watching the paint dry or saying, well, what the heck is that, you know? The power is using a zero energy, 0 point energy powers. Tesla's power, the stuff that Tesla used. And then you step that up using capacitors and various things and direct it somewhere else and pop it, you know, or pulse it at a frequency. I would say this. Be ready still for the possibility of an election where you don't know who's going to be elected, and then all kind of civil disturbance, riots, whatever, and do not expect that this time they're just out there with bicycle locks and skateboards to hit you in the head. You would expect them to have firearms as well now. And that maybe some of those millions and billions of rounds that are just disappearing up all the shelves, maybe some of them are going to the Antifa, the BLM, right? Because they've got help all along the way. And did you not see the woman who is in charge, the head woman of the BLM, the Black Lives Matter, wearing the dark wings and everything of a dark angel, of a demon angel, okay? A fallen angel. In some kind of a cult ritual deal in an art museum. With old Baldwin allegedly in the background, using the Baldwin voice, okay? These people want to come and eat your liver. Take your home and take your children and use them the way they want to use them. Allegedly. So do not allow that. Get ready to rock and roll. Hoochie coo. You know what I mean? And I'm going to tell you, If all you got is a Louisville Slugger and a trash can lid, then use that. If you got a weed whacker, like one of them old-fashioned golf club swinging, you know, weed cutters, where you do it by hand, use that. You got a chopping hatchet. You got you a kitchen knife. I'll tell you a cool-looking knife. You see it on TV. Forged in fire. You get the 8-inch knife that will cut through about 4 water bottles, cut through the fish, chop your frozen meat up, and then still slice off the tops of tomatoes and grapes. $39.95, and then they give you the paring knife with it, and basically the free shipping. That knife there, that's a fighting knife, okay? The K-Bars, excellent knife. All the different good ones, but get you something. Get it all set up. If nothing else, then get you an old, go down to the surplus store. Get you an old Vietnam era or even World War II or whatever era belt, you know, utility belt. I still use the old Alice gear on it, the old clips, you know, the Alice clips and that kind of stuff. If you got the one with the moly stuff, then use all of that. But I use the old Alice clips, and I get them up both the old surplus store, and there's plenty of it. And you get a butt pack, and I still like regular canteens instead of the bladder. And you get you a couple, you know, 1-quart canteens, and you get you a bigger canteen, and put that in your backpack, you know. You get a small rucksack backpack, maybe an Alice pack, you know. You can get a medium or small, or you can get the regular large Alice pack. Get them surplus, and they're cheap. There are others that are better you can get what you want. And then start to put the stuff in it, you know, the first aid kits, the extra food, you know, so you can operate from your house load or your fighting load. And in the butt pack, you want, you know, probably some stuff in there. Maybe you want a sweater. Maybe you want a poncho with a liner. I don't know. So if you have to jettison your house load, your rucksack, you still got your butt pack and you got 2 canteens and you got what? You know? 10 or 12 magazines full of ammo, regardless of whatever pattern of camo or whatever, you know, pouch you use on the belt. But I'm telling you, this is the level of preparedness you need to be now. And yes, you need to be familiar with the firearms and all that stuff. But I'm going to tell you something. You don't wait till all the lights are green before you go downtown. You start out and do what you can. And I'm going to tell you what. You put it down range. You look at that front sight. Put it on whatever target of the enemy that you're dealing with. If there is one. Or if they're coming to take your stuff from you, from your home. Or to hurt your family. Then you'll know what to do. But that's the readiness we need to be at now. Because this thing here tonight, apparently somebody's listening, and the police helicopter went and looked at it, and the special ops plane went to look at it as well. What the heck was it? Something inbound. Might have been Chinese, could have been Russian. Maybe it's a test, but maybe it ain't. And I'm going to tell you something. If it had been, you know, a cruise missile, the thing would be all over. You see what I'm saying? For that area. Or maybe it hits the Hoover Dam or, you know, something like that. You know, I mean, whatever it is. The TVA. Used to talk to Greg Evenson and used to talk to Greg about the old special forces and how they had the backpack nukes that some guys used to carry. A lot of people didn't carry them, but they were trained on them. And they used to talk about how they also used to have a lot of, he said there used to be training where they figured that the Russians had infiltrated and were getting ready to blow the TVA, and they had drills where they would be down there in Tennessee or in Alabama or wherever, or Georgia, in those areas, and those, all those rivers down there, the dams. And they would then go, and then they would hunt, you know, and try to preclude in the drill the so-called aggressor force, the Russians, from placing the device to blow the dam. All right. This stuff is really, 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 really real. And a lot of people have forgotten all about that. I'm going to tell you, this time when the war comes to town, the war is coming here. That's what they've decided to do to us. And then I read Brother Hodges' Common Sense Show, Dave Hodge, a little good article, very detailed about how the Chinese and various people and Comma Chameleon Harris allegedly is going to lead some breakaway groups, if nothing else, as another president, along with the Red Chinese or whoever. It's up at stevequayle.com. You can take a look at that story. And I suggest you start to look and think about these different things. Because I'm going to tell you what. It's getting serious now, you see. And if you also look at some of the areas they're hitting, like the panhandle of Florida is the extreme. You know, the panhandle area, that is the more conservative, some of the more conservative areas of Florida. Up in there. So don't go into their Luciferian knife without a fight. And I'm sure glad that we may have put those planes to intercept whatever was inbound. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology and strike blows against the enemy. And be his will to pop that three gorgeous dam. Keep them busy over there. Set the China on fire in Russia. Keep them busy over there. Maybe check this one. Keep them busy over there. Fandango Rangers, I know you're ready. Mickey LaPorte. Good on you. Keep those top. And Lord, he's protecting us all. Here.